Hello everyone, welcome back to Know It To Beat It by HCG, the specialist in cancer care. And I'm very happy to present our newest series, Cancer Mythbusters. I'm Dr. Murali Subramanian, medical oncologist from the daycare centers HCG Bangalore. And on today's episode, we'll be talking about the myths associated with lumps and breast cancer. So let's start busting. Cancer is complicated, and it gets far more complicated in the modern world that we live in, where facts and myths can be easily confused. If you Google cancer, you get 792 million different articles, blog posts, advocacy organization websites, hospitals, and more, with tons of different ideas and suggestions about treatment and causes. In India, one in every 28 women are diagnosed with breast cancer. With such a high incidence rate, being concerned is justified. With the ease of the internet, you can search for anything at your fingertips. It is very hard to sift through the noise you find on the internet to find relevant facts, especially when it comes to breast lumps and cancer. While most breast lumps are not cancerous, there are many other myths that persist about the relationship between the two. The general perception is that breast cancer always appears as a lump, but that's not always the case. Most breast cancer lumps are caused by benign changes, cysts, or other conditions. Breast tissue is changing all the time because of fluctuating hormone levels, especially during times of menstruation and breastfeeding. It's very important to be aware of how your breasts normally look and feel and know what changes to look for. While most breast lumps will not turn out to be cancerous, lumps that feel harder or different from the rest of the breast or the other breast or change over time should always be checked by your doctor. A self-breast examination will help you understand the normal look and feel of your breasts. It only takes about 3 minutes for a self-breast examination, and it's advised to practice conducting a self-breast examination once every month to familiarize yourself with the look and feel of your breasts. And also, it's a very common assumption that finding a lump and not having a family history is harmless. That's not true. Even though there is a great chance of inheriting breast cancer, the ones who don't have a family history are not in the clear. Not having a family history doesn't mean that you won't have the unfortunate situation of developing breast cancer. Again, if you find a lump that is new, that shouldn't be there, you need to visit an oncologist without further delay. And people also need to be well aware of the fact that breast cancer need not always appear as lumps. It basically can appear if there is any change in the breast itself. Some of the changes you need to keep an eye out for: any skin change, such as redness or thickening of the skin, changes in the nipple. If the nipple was originally outward, it starts retracting inward. Changes in the breast skin itself, like dimpling, pulling it on different sides. And again, a self-breast examination will help you notice them and help you understand when you need to be alarmed. It's also very important to understand that most breast lumps are not painful, and it is almost impossible for an individual to determine whether a lump is cancerous or non-cancerous. It is always better to visit an oncologist if and when an individual notices any changes. Sum it up, breast cancer need not always appear as a lump. Very important to be aware of all the other symptoms as well. Most of the lumps aren't painful. Finally, not having a family history of breast cancer does not mean you can't be diagnosed with breast cancer. What's most important here is that you go see a specialist if you experience any of these symptoms or if you have any alarming concerns about your health. There are many myths and misconceptions in the world of cancer. Going forward, in every episode, we'll take a look at a myth and bust it with the help of our world-leading oncologists. Until next time, stay healthy and stop paying heed to myths. This is Dr. Murali Subramanian, signing off.
Adding life to years.